When it comes to authors who enjoy a high profile with youngsters in middle school, there are several names that come immediately to mind. J.K. Rowling, of course, J.R.R., he has an extra initial, Tolkien, of course, and Tamara Pierce. You've never heard of Tamara Pierce? Ask any 12-year-old girl. With more than 18 books, Tamara Pierce is a favorite author with young women from 10 to 14 years of age. Her stories are set in a fantasy realm with medieval trappings. Her protagonists include a feisty heroine who disguises herself as a boy and wins a knighthood. Ms. Pierce describes the young women she writes about as girls who kick butt. NPR's Margot Adler spoke with the author and her fans.
Tamara Pierce was born in rural Pennsylvania in coal mining country, and she grew up in Pennsylvania and California. She talks about her dad as a hillbilly who loved stories and inspired her to write.
My dad, who was a man's man, he didn't have any sons. He had three daughters, so I was basically the oldest son. And what I cut my eye teeth on was what at that time was referred to as boy books. Edgar Rice Burroughs, science fiction, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn. And the one thing that I noticed at a subliminal level, and then as I moved into middle school on an overt one, was that the girls, they weren't there. So when I started out writing, I did what we all do. I wrote what I wanted to read. And what I wanted to read was girls having adventures and girls kicking butt.
Pierce says even today, books with female heroes are rare.
The reasoning is that boys won't read books with girl heroes, which I know to be patently untrue, because a third of my audience is boys.
Now, how do you know that?
Fan mail.
The success of her books has inspired thousands of stories written by fans on the internet. Sarah Gitlin, who gave out Tamara Pierce books as prizes during her recent bat mitzvah, told Pierce when she met her that there were more than 3,000 pieces of fan fiction on one website alone.
And that's more than anything but Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter.
Pierce doesn't belittle the writing of her fans. That's how she started, she says, way back when. And then for fun, she takes on the voice of a very old woman, although in fact she's only 49.
And besides, in my day we didn't call it fan fiction. We called it Tolkien stories and Star Trek stories, and we were happy to have them.
So, did you write any Star Trek fiction?
Oh, yeah. I even sent it in.
She says she owes all those writers a debt.
I still bow to Tolkien. I wouldn't probably be the writer I am if not for Tolkien. But nobody goes to the bathroom in the Tolkien books. Sam is the only one in the books with a sense of humor. I want my characters to reference things like being too cold, having their first period. To me, fantasy works best if you make it as real as possible. You make it so much easier for the reader to accept magic if the people and the settings and the problems are as close to reality as you can make them.
Several of Pierce's series are set in a world called Tortal, a medieval realm where one of her heroines, Alana, secretly trains for knighthood, and another, Kel, gains knighthood openly. Her most recent novel is called Trickster's Choice. It also takes place in Tortal and involves a young heroine who is forced to become a slave. We invited two seventh-grade fans into our studio to meet Tamara Pierce. One of them, Russell Meredith, tells Pierce his favorite character is Kel.
Because I think she's just kind of more normal than the rest. No, really.
No, like, no, you're right. She
like, all the rest have, like, gods that, like, watch over them, or they have super magical powers or something.
Yeah.
She's just kind of, like, a steady rock, you know?
Yeah.
I like how real the characters are.
13-year-old Sarah Gitlin.
As you mentioned before, that Alana's afraid of the cold and stuff like that, that just make them so real, even though they're in another world.
And being in another world is something close to Tamara Pierce's heart. She attended 11 different schools before college and often found herself an outsider.
I was a geek. I was a poor geek who liked to read a lot. I spent most of my time in a fantasy world and was happy to do so. Things are so much clearer there. There's grandeur, there's passion, there's thunder, there's blood. The real world, it's like being nibbled to death by ducks.
Pierce says her books have inspired some kids to do unusual things. One woman became a fencing champion. Another, Kelly Kilcoyne, trained to be the first female jouster at the New York Renaissance Fair. Kilcoyne says the first time she did it,
I had dozens of kids coming up to me saying, "Do you read Tamara Pierce? Do you know she writes books about lady knights just like you?"
Pierce says there's something about girls at just that age, 12 or 13.
Girls are at their most fiery, their most passionate, their most idealistic, and they feel that the sky's the limit. I love that passion. I love that expression. It's why I'm still writing for this audience, because when they look at you, you catch fire. And then, around about eighth grade, they start watching each other for coolness quotient. By ninth grade, they've shut down completely, and it's all I can do not to burst into tears.
Tamara Pierce is doing her best to prevent girls from ever shutting down. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.